The Koivic Pod on Off the Ball.
And if Arsenal don't become attractive in that way that they're going to win European Cups, Chelsea will continue to attract the players and continue to become the most powerful team.
Subscribe to the Koivic Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Off the Ball, GAA.
Joining me now is the Armagh manager here after winning this title here. It must be a great feeling for you.
We're very happy. It's a brilliant occasion. I think it's the first time the ladies have won the Ulster title, and please God the men do it later this afternoon as well. But we're really delighted. We're happy with their performance. Still room for improvement, but we're very happy to get back to winning ways after the league.
Super atmosphere here. You're playing in front of huge crowds.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing event. It's amazing occasion. It's one that'll live long in the memory as well for the players and for everybody involved. So we're just delighted to be a part of it, and we're delighted we've come out the right side of the result.
Yeah, tough game there against Donegal today.
Yeah, they asked questions of us. I thought we managed the game really well. We took our goals superb. Aoife scored two wonderful goals. Niamh added a third. And we got lovely scores. And again, we're in a good place going into the All-Ireland series.
Yeah, I've watched over the years, and you've been playing and building all the time, and you came from down the divisions to where you are today.
Yeah, they're on the go with a long time. Some of them have won their sixth Ulster medal here today, so incredible achievement what they've achieved. Seven if you add alongside the junior, and seven or eight if you add the junior and intermediate with it. So brilliant achievement. They're on the go a long time, and hopefully we can attack the All-Ireland series here. And but they're brilliant ambassadors for Armagh football. And we're just delighted to come on outside Ulster champions here today.
Yeah, the atmosphere, the build-up, the drama. Ladies football is growing year on year.
Yeah, credit to the promoters, credit to people, sponsors like Lidl. I know our Armagh County Board do superb work to promote the game. The players we have are brilliant ambassadors for the game. They put their heart and soul into it, and they've performed here today. They put on a show here today. The standard of performance is fantastic by both teams. So, yeah, all over Ireland, it's been brilliant.
Yeah, so you're looking out to build on this and head towards Croke Park.
Yeah, one game at a time. We'll reflect on this. We're really happy to get out to lift the silverware here today. But we'll take it one game at a time. We'll reflect, and hopefully you can learn from our performance.
Off the Ball, GAA.
Buzz, talk us through that match today and winning a provincial final.
Yeah, it's massive. Obviously, great excitement around the place, and with all the supporters here at the boys' game after, real good buzz at the end of the game. I suppose the game itself, like, we got ahead and we probably controlled it, and we sort of done the job, I think.
Yeah, it was a tough match. You got the goals, though, and they're always key.
Yeah, definitely. I think before that we had a couple of pot shots, a couple of drop shorts, and probably given Donegal a bit of energy, and then we broke the lines, got the goal. It sort of settled us a wee bit, which was massive for us, and we wanted to keep the scoreboard ticking over, and I feel like we've done that.
Yeah. When you're talking about it and playing in front of crowds like this and the atmosphere like this, it just is a remarkable, you know, atmosphere and a remarkable setup here, and to be, you know, here with the two counties in both finals is superb.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, you feel the buzz around the place, and towards like the back end of our game, you really felt the support coming in, and it's just amazing to be a part of. And obviously, when you get the win and the home support sort of cheering you on, and your own county's all there, yeah, it's really nice. And all your family and your club people are all here, and yeah, it's amazing.
Is this something you'd like to see more of? That you have more ladies football and the men's game played side by side?
Yeah, I think at the minute, like, we're obviously looking to get more numbers at our games, and, you know, in an ideal world you want to be doing that on a standalone basis. But I think for now, to be able to showcase our game in front of a crowd like this, that's what we want to sort of drive the numbers on at our own games. And like, watching a good game football there today, hopefully going into all Ireland group stages, more people will come out and support us as well. So yeah, definitely want to see more of this happening, because it gives us a sort of platform and gives us the viewers to sort of then eventually, as time goes on, you would want to be standalone, bringing crowds like this into the ladies' game as well.
and we're here just, you know, in the corner here in the dressing room. You have the cup now, and you're going to push on and make an assault on getting to the latter stages of the championship now.
Yeah, definitely, that's the plan. Like, obviously at the start of the year you put out your aims and your goals, and once you get into the group stages of All Ireland, you definitely take it game by game. But we sort of know in our mind, like, the next trophy up for grabs is the All Ireland trophy. But yeah, as you say, we'll be basing off performance like we did today. We'll be, every day we'll be going after performance and our own standards, and yeah, hopefully at the end of it, that's what sort of the end goal is. But for now, we'll be just focusing on our first group game in the All-Ireland.
Ladies footballers wear shorts, and the Camogie players wear skirts. It's in the news all weekend, you know. What are your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, I suppose luck definitely stand with the players to give them a choice, and I think they should be allowed to wear shorts if that's what they want. And I remember seeing back maybe last year before the Congress, the vote that players wanted shorts was, I can't remember the exact percentage, but it was definitely in the majority. And for it to go to Congress and probably for it not to be passed, it was a real disappointment for them. And unfortunately, this is the measures they've had to now take over the past 2 weeks, as we've all seen. I'm sure none of the players wanted it to get to that, and I would know they wouldn't want it to get to that, but definitely fully support them in their decision to wear shorts. Like, I know myself, I played Camogie for years, up till probably under 16 to minor, and the skirts aren't the most comfortable. Like, I'm definitely more comfortable out there playing in shorts today. And look, it's everybody's preference, but if the girls have a choice, and if that, they want a choice, they should really get it.
Brilliant stuff. And they have the choice, you have the choice to keep going in this championship, do the best you can, head down, I suppose, next week, and prepare for the rest of it.
Yeah, that's it. Look, we'll enjoy tonight, we'll try and enjoy the men's game to keep the nerves at bay. It's sometimes harder watching, but head down after that and yeah, really work towards the All-Ireland.
Off the ball, GAA.